families are still struggling. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. But President Biden says progress is being made toward lowering costs and trimming the deficit.
Folks, next time you hear the Republicans talk about big spending Democrats, remind them, Biden lowered the federal deficit last year by $350 billion and by $1 trillion this year.
During a stop in Portland, Oregon, he highlighted the Inflation Reduction Act, which he says will bring down the cost of prescription drugs. Republicans argue the legislation puts more IRS agents on the government payroll to further tax Americans. Four buses carrying migrants have arrived in New York City this morning. Emergency shelters have been established in every borough as the city pleads for federal help. Most of the migrants are coming from Texas. He may have been looking for his next victim. Police in Stockton, California, say they've arrested a suspected serial killer responsible for the deaths of six men. When he was picked up early Saturday morning, Wesley Brownlee was wearing all black, and police say he had a gun.
Police say tips from the community, ballistics tests, and surveillance video all allowed them to track down Brownlee and tie him to those crimes. As for a potential motive behind these killings, police say that remains unclear. Brownlee, meantime, is expected to be in court Tuesday afternoon for his arraignment.
Reporter Zach Sauce with Fox 2 in San Francisco. An argument between a mother and daughter in Detroit ended with the mother's death and the daughter's surrender to police. Authorities say the 15-year-old girl and her mother were both armed with knives. The mother suffered stab wounds to her neck and chest. Thursday's fatal fight took place in the front yard of their home. The victim's father witnessed the incident. America's listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
A smash and grab, Park Avenue style. New York City police say a group of thieves shattered the glass window of a jewelry store early Saturday morning, then broke display cases containing watches and other items. In less than 3 minutes, police say the three suspects made off with hundreds of thousands of dollars in jewelry. From New York to California, crime is a big issue on the campaign trail. Here's what's happening in Michigan.
Republican gubernatorial candidate Tudor Dixon is trying to make the crime issue front and center in her race, even as the polls show she is trailing Democratic incumbent Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The FBI recently put out some new crime data, and it details where crime stands in Michigan, where we're seeing cities like Detroit, Lansing, and Saginaw all dealing with an increase in violent crime. Crime rates also rising faster in this state compared to the national averages overall.
Fox's Mark Meredith, Governor Whitmer has made abortion rights the central issue of her campaign. Calling all contractors. Florida needs you as it works to rebuild after Hurricane Ian.
All hands should be on deck. Anyone that's licensed in this, if you're in other states, you can work with current contractors in Florida directly, or you can apply to be able to be waived in. And our agencies are processing those when they come in very quickly.
Governor Ron DeSantis, the state is still grappling with power outages in places like Pine Island and Sanibel Island. One of Florida's most precious commodities has been hurt by the hurricane, but we don't know how badly yet. Strong winds blew ripening oranges to the ground, and standing water may have substantially weakened trees. Citrus is a $6 billion annual business in Florida, and this year's crop is expected to be hit hard. That means higher prices for orange juice. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.